Hi, this is Dr. Roy, dictating a history and physical on Dori Miller. She has been complaining of severe back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain for some time, and she has been taking OxyContin physical therapy, and she's also taking antihypertensive medication for hypertension. It's difficult for her to move around with severe pain. Her pain is 8 without the medication. Her medication was lowered recently. She was last seen on 11/13. Subsequently, she came in today and her OxyContin level was increased to 30 milligrams daily. She is not on any buprenorphine therapy. Her pain scale is around 8. There is no adverse reaction. Urine analysis showed positive for OxyContin. She had psychotherapy in the past visit. Her activity level is normal at this moment. On examination, the head, neck, ear, nose, and throat is unremarkable. Cardiorespiratory system is compensated. Abdomen is soft. Tubal ligation was performed in the past with C-section. She lives with her family, with her husband. She has a driver, and he's a driver in a trucking company. And her physical exhibition is essentially unremarkable. Blood pressure is stable, 130/80, pulse 80 per minute. Exemption the head, neck, ear, nose, and throat is unremarkable. Chest is clear to percussion, auscultation, abdomen is soft. Extremity did not show any dependent neurosinusitis or throbbing. Neurological exertion is stable. Moderate lumbosacral spasticity and shoulder movement restriction was detected. Neck was supple, neurological exertion stable, depression, chronic pain syndrome and degenerative arthritis. Patient was requested to take non-steroidal and anti-inflammatory medication, Celebrex 100 mg twice a day, physical therapy, and for recurrent chronic pain, acetaminophen with hydrocodone, 10 mg 3 times a day, and Xanax 1 mg at HSPRN. She will be seen like 6 weeks from today. Thank you.